The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our regular sustainability slot. I'm joined by Joe Linhan, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland, who this week is concerned about the amount of food waste we generate when we barbecue or go for that summer picnic. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
There is some research on this.
Yes, some really interesting new research came out by one poll on behalf of Too Good To Go that basically looked at the food waste at this time of year, summertime, around picnics and barbecues, because who isn't picnicking and barbecuing at the moment? It's great. We've had a great summer, great weather. So they estimate that about €21.16 is being thrown away for every barbecue or picnic you have, which is enormous. Like, that's a lot of money, especially for someone who does that regularly, or if maybe you're trying to save up for a holiday or something. That can add up.
Now, we can speculate as to what that waste might be ourselves based on our own habits. I mean, it could be, you know, some BAPs that you didn't get to use with a burger or whatever, or it could be salads.
Yes, salads are definitely the main culprit. And we know from other research that salad, bread and fruit are always the biggest food waste pieces of it. But like, the great thing there is, like, when you think of bread, bread can be frozen. So there's no reason to be throwing out extra buns or BAPs or anything like that. It does get trickier then when you get to things like salads, because, you know, who's going to put a salad back into the fridge?
Yeah, once you've had it out for a while and it warms up a bit and it's perfectly tasty to eat at the time, but you don't want to put it back in the fridge again because it's been warm.
No, and there of course is a food safety issue here too. And I think that does, you know, it's worth saying that I think a lot of the time people are trying to be cautious and they want to be careful and they don't want to contaminate anything. So there's definitely a bit of a safety issue there as well. But a lot of things can be frozen and a lot of it comes down to planning. And that's really what the research shows. People aren't planning ahead and they're overspending and throwing it away.
One of the things is that people overestimate what they'll need for that picnic. So they buy too much and they don't eat it and it has to be thrown away.
Exactly. And like, what the research really shows is that if you can take the time to sit down, go to your fridge, see what you have, make a list, chat to people beforehand, like who's up for having a burger, who's up for having a salad, you'll very quickly realise that most people maybe aren't up for one of those things and you can buy way, way less. And like you said, if you're bringing everything out, I know it looks fabulous on a table, but once it's out, a salad isn't going to go back in. So maybe keep things in the fridge. And then if people need a top up, go back and get it instead of just putting everything out.
Now, the EPA has made an estimate as to how much waste there is every year.
Over 800,000 tons of food is thrown away in Ireland. And when you think of the people around the world at the moment, especially who are without food and who need food, it's just an unbelievable amount of waste. And not only that, like, we're still in a cost of living crisis. The EPA estimates that every household is throwing away about €700 worth of food every year. I mean, that is the price of a nice holiday. So really, it comes down to obviously the environment, but really it comes down to your pocket. Like, if you can start saving on your food waste, you will save the money and see the difference.
Now, sometimes when you talk about freezing, people really don't know what they can freeze. I mean, I learned recently that if you're going to freeze bananas, you take the skin off and wrap them in cling and then you freeze them. And
yes,
if you put them in the with their skins on, won't work.
No. And there's loads of great tips like that. Like, I didn't realise that you could freeze tofu, and I've wasted an awful lot of expensive tofu over the years not realising that you could freeze it. So what I would say to people is, if you're in doubt, go to safefood.net. They have a really extensive list of what you can freeze and how to freeze it. Like you said, Pat, some things require a little bit of work before you do it, but you will be amazed at the amount of fruit, vegetable, breads, pastries are a great one to freeze. There's so many things, meat obviously. So what the research found is that a lot of people, about half of people, are throwing away food before they go on holidays. And that makes sense. You want to clear out the fridge. You don't want to be coming back to anything stinky. But have a quick look and see what you can freeze instead of throwing it out.
Yeah, I mean, one of the problems, if you do go on holidays and if you're living in an area that is prone to power cuts, for example, and you come home and there's a smell in the house and you wonder, where is it coming from? And then you realise there's been a power cut.
Yeah.
All the food in your freezer has defrosted, but now the power's back on. So your manky food has been refrozen.
Well, that, and that's a serious problem. And for anyone who's in that position, yes, I'm sure you're very careful to not have anything in the fridge or freezer. But if you're in a position like I would be, I'm going away this weekend. So what I've done this week is I haven't done a shop. I've picked up a few bits and pieces that I need. And I'm actually challenging myself to get rid of everything in the fridge before I go. So just maybe think about it that way, because I think sometimes there's a disconnect between us buying food because it's such an essential item. But if you're putting in the bin, you're throwing away money. It's so, so important to remember.
Now, talk to me about best before dates. It's something we've talked about for, I don't bother with them, to be quite honest. I mean, if the bread is supposed to be off by tomorrow and tomorrow morning it still looks fine, smells fine, No problem.
Pat, you are so ahead of the curve because we've actually all been trained to follow those best before dates. And a lot of the time they're completely irrelevant. You're so right. So what the experts are asking us to do now is to use a sniff test. Might I say, when it's safe. With things like bread, with things like milk, you can do a great test.
But I tell you, sometimes you get, say, pre-packed ham, slices of ham, and you've got another week or 10 days to go on the best before. You open it and it sniffs.
And it stinks. Ugh. And the amount of the times that that's happened with chicken as well. And so you really should be using your senses. And we've kind of trained ourselves out of that. But again, the sniff test is brilliant. And looking at the quality of things, if it looks okay, go for it.
What are the grocery chains doing about best before? How many of them are still adhering to them and many of them are trying to discourage different practices or encourage different practices?
Well, there's been a great advance in that a lot of the supermarkets now themselves are dealing with vast quantities of food waste and they're trying different things to reduce that. And one of the things is getting rid of best before dates. So Lidl, Tesco and Aldi have gotten rid of more than 300 different best before dates on products. And again, I suppose that's just encouraging people to maybe, if you can't see it on an item, well then just use your common sense. It's really, really smart.
I mean, they're not doing it on things like milk, for instance. No.
Because or meat. Obviously, they have to be really careful. But, you know, if you get a packet of pastries, you know, you can use your common sense to say when they're ready to go, when you need to get rid of them.
One of the extraordinary things you might have in the back of your cupboard, a tin of beans, which will have a best before date, Heinz beans or whoever, Bachelor's beans, and it might have a best before date of 2024, and it's now 2025, and people will throw that out. That's going to be perfect for another 10 years.
Perfect. Anything tinned or canned like that, I mean, you can go into, we're all talking about like building these little bunkers for ourselves. You could be in there for years and have them. So yes, again, common sense. And look, Google is great. If you're not sure, give it a Google. That will tell you straight away what to do.
Now, the survey you mentioned at the beginning was for Too Good To Go. How is that doing as a project?
So it's a really smart project. Basically, what it is that it works with restaurants and cafes and shops in Ireland, and what it does is those shops at the end of the day can say, okay, we've got all this food left over, we don't want to dump it, we'll pop it up online. And what you can do as the consumer is you can go online, register for an account, set your location, and then it will tell you all the shops, businesses locally that have stuff ready to go, and you pay a few euro and you get a surprise bag and there's lots of stuff in that. So they're the ones who conducted the survey. They're really keen on trying to reduce food waste. I suppose like the feedback is that like you can be very specific. Like I was having a look before I got on here this morning, and in Dublin obviously you've loads of options, but all the donut shops, a lot of the donut shops are giving away stuff. You places like the Fumbly Cafe, like really nice places doing it. You just need to be honest and you need to give it a try. But they definitely are growing in popularity and it's a great solution for the restaurants in particular.
A suggestion from one of our listeners, Lisa in Dublin 7, if you've got stuff left in your fridge and you're going on holidays, give it to your neighbours.
It's so, so simple and such a great idea. And maybe if you're someone who doesn't chat to your neighbours, join a free cycle group on Facebook. You can put up things there for free. The neighbours, the local community can take it. There's also a great app called Olio, O-L-I-O, where you can log on and say, hey, I've got all this free food, come and get it. Great way to avoid waste.
And so say all of us. Jo Linhan, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Thank you very much for...
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.